May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for October 12, 2019. And today I'll touch on some cosmic space weather before debriefing on a major compendium of articles and 7 videos that I've developed over the last 2 weeks since the new moon in Libra. And with the full moon in Aries today, it's actually exact tomorrow, there's a lot of intense Aries fire coursing through my veins, especially since all my inner planets and sun are in the cardinal fire sign of Aries, and all are in my 11th house of Aquarius, which will naturally boost my pure intention to pioneer the Cosmic Love Show almost 12 years ago. So this may be kind of a fiery presentation today, and I mean that in a good way, even though I'm tackling an extremely controversial subject, which I began talking about at the end of my last show 2 weeks ago, when the Trump impeachment drama began heating up in the mainstream media. As you probably know, truth-telling is becoming a dangerous vocation in America with so much censorship and outright propaganda in the media. But hey, someone has to do it. I mean, this was a tough show to write today, because over the last 2 weeks I've been dealing with end times madness, to do this subject, which is a difficult subject to say the least. I mean, I've been doing some deep diving into the core psychology behind the end times madness, you know, for the show, and I've tried to wrap it in a love sandwich with love and light on the front end and back end. But prepare yourself for some heavy duty exposure of the big lie and the whole truth in the main body of the show today. So, in brief, the whole electoral process is rigged, folks. I mean, there's psychological warfare going on. The deep state is fighting to maintain their power to control the physical and human resources of humanity, and a high state of common sense is emerging to seize the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Aquarian freedom and love on Earth as in cosmos at large. So that's my kind of preliminary intro to the show today. Again, we're talking about, you know, the energies that I might say focal point live with, the full moon energies in Aries. And the subject today is healing the end times madness. And again, there's a blog you can go to if you want to read along. This will be archived in the podcast, but if you want to read along, the basic narrative I'll be going through, that's going to be at the 2019 Global Revolution Series, which you can Google and pull up in a window if you want to, those who are listening live. So, again, the subject is healing the end times madness. Keep the faith, hold the vision. Begins with this vision of a picture of the Earth, specifically a photograph of the Earth, focusing on the Middle East, and there's a heart, a big heart around the Earth, and the violet flame in that heart. It's a good visualization with colors, referencing the vision of more light and love, easier and faster. So this compendium, as I say, I've mentioned before, I've developed with 7 videos since beginning on this September 28th new moon. And I always say at the beginning, you know, if I'm going to be wading into some heavy stuff, I'll say, as I do here, skip to the bottom for an inspirational video. Some people, you know, before they go into the politics, the economics and the politics and what's going on geopolitical, basically psychological warfare, some people really don't want to, you know, wrap their head around that, that their mind is already made up in particular, and they just want some inspiration. Like I say, you can go to the end and watch the really inspirational video there. So, in brief, what I'll be talking about, and this is kind of the, you know, set the tone, the last stage before a high state of global community, you know, the Aquarian mandate fulfilled, is the social, political, and economic chaos that is well known as end times madness. Now, those who are familiar with community building process, as taught by Dr. Scott Peck, and is famous for it in his book, World Waiting to Be Reborn, Civility Rediscovered. It's like the Bible of community building. And he mentions, and I've heard him in his lectures, and community building experts are well aware that the last stage before a community comes into real unity, whether we're talking about a business community or an education community, a healthcare community, a network, social network community, if there's a process, an interactive process that's involving and evolving the individual and collective consciousness within that community, then the issue is quite often a process will get to a certain point, and then it'll go through chaos before coming into real unity. And in the larger context in the world today, as we're on the cusp of Aquarius, as we move into Aquarius, sometimes darkest before the dawn, sometimes referred to as end times madness. And we're seeing it now, folks. I mean, in the media, you're seeing a lot of crazy stuff. And I'm not going to do a whole litany of the issues in general, but specifically I'm going to go into some of the economics and politics today, the last couple weeks in particular, as I began this. The writing of this two weeks ago, when there was a new moon in Libra, which is the whole spirit of balance and fairness and harmony and diplomacy, and I've tried to maintain that perspective of balance as I got to this point today of the full moon in Aries, which is now I'm chunking it out with some fire, you know. So this is a process. What we're seeing is a process of ascending as a form of collective holistic healing that follows the classical model, which is to first detoxify by purging toxins. Now, this is known in holistic health, not allopathic medicine. Allopathic medicine, you get drugs to suppress the symptoms so that you feel better, as a general rule. But in holistic natural healing that's got a thousands of years old history, it's well known with holistic healing that first you got to cleanse the body. You've got to detoxify the body. We're talking about today the body politic, you might say, social, political, and economic, and what's going on with pathological victim dictum or paradigm paralysis or however you want to know, understand, you know, stuck in negativity. You know, this energy, this dis-ease, the social dis-ease of divide and conquer, of keeping us at each other's throats and keeping us disempowered rather than uniting with the spirit of, again, fairness and harmony and well-informed choice and truth-telling. So the Aquarian spirit of freedom in love will naturally manifest as we ascend from all that is less than systemic light and love. Should be common sense. But first, we've got a clean house. Excuse me. Purge the negativity. Discern the deep state of dis-ease and warring in the members of humanity. And we need to focus our attention with pure intention for TLC retention and 5D ascension in a high state of coherence for all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. Coherence, again, the sense of harmony and balance, heart coherence, fairness, diplomacy, the spirit of unity and diversity, heart coherence. When we're coherent in our hearts, that which is, we're in that flame of philosophic calm, harmony. Again, heart coherence is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, when it's in the frequency of peace, joy. Again, harmony. This is an understanding of what we're moving into, and how it brings up, you know, you might say, light, love brings up all that is unlike itself. So we're at a turning point, and in the future we'll see, and we're seeing that global telecommunications, emphasizing the TLC, it's gaining traction, you know, accelerated 5D TLC manifestation in all dimensions, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and all dimensions, you know, archetypal dimensions of consciousness, again, personally and planetary, you can say individually, it's and socially, it might be related to, you know, the social, political, and economic institutions. We're talking about, you know, holistic telecommunications, telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce, you know, the TLC factor, you might say, which is more light and love, easier and faster. So this is how the ascension process heals, you know, heals the madness, you might say, of paradigm paralysis that is stuck in negativity, you know, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. You know, the more, you know, transcending that madness is a process of, again, more light and love, easier and faster. That would be common sense in a sane world, you know, that the more love we have, the more disruption of corruption. It goes with the territory, you know, the initiation of Aquarius. Our enlightenment challenges all things nefarious. And I love the quote by Daniel Pinchbeck in this regard, where he says, if the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter. Call it the light of Aquarius, call it the light of freedom and love, call it the light of TLC, tender loving care, of heart, call it heart coherence. As that shines brighter, you might say it casts, you know, darker shadows. And in this regard, and this is, I'm going into some deep dive in here, folks. I mean, witness the not so civil media war of Democrats versus Republicans over the Biden Ukraine China scandal. You know, we're talking Russiagate 2.0 on steroids. The polarization of public BS belief systems is extreme right now. And the most crucial aspects of strident impeachment proceedings against Trump are not being told to the public, even by Republicans. And so there's one of these first articles I have here. It's a link from Zero Hedge, which is a good source, zerohedge.com. For those who are, follow independent internet news, this is one of the best truth-telling, straight-shooting, you know, websites. And on, back on October 2nd, they have this article where Trump has accused Democrats of conducting a coup to remove him from office. And he was commenting in response that we're at war. These people are sick. Well, the next article, you know, following on that, you know, that shot across the bow, you might say, is an article called CIA Coup Confirmed. And this is a video, and it's a brilliant video by Steve Pezenik. And those who follow Steve Pezenik, I mean, this guy his history is one of the most intelligent of the intelligence agents over the last 30 years, who's been involved with the intelligence community as a top officer, and his history is phenomenal. Those who don't know of him, you can see more of his videos. They're short videos. This is only one about 5 minutes long. And he says in this, you know, in summary, you know, what does the CIA need for a coup? Some compromised people in power, like Adam Schiff, Hunter, and Joe Biden. These DNC cons are about to go down fast time. If you watch this, you'll know why. This guy's brilliant. He nails it. But that's just a sampler, you know, for those who are open-minded, and want some real congruent, straight shooting truth telling. That video by Steve Pezenik is brilliant, and I did do that first before this next comprehensive overview, complete timeline of the Ukraine scandal. Now this video is it's quite a bit longer. It's about an hour long. And then there's 45 minutes or something like that. But the point is, this is the in-depth explanation of the Ukraine scandal, far deeper than we've ever got in the fake stream, blame stream media. And those who really want to know what's going on with the Ukraine, this whole Ukraine-Russia 2.0 on steroids, this article, well, it's Glenn Beck, which over the years I have not had any great affinity to listen to. Every once in a while, he really nails it. In this case, he does very well. Glenn explains everything you need to know about the Ukraine scandal, and it goes much further than Hunter and Joe Biden and their involvement there. And his timeline gives you all the facts and self-evident proof that there was DNC collusion, not collusion with President Trump during the 2016 election. Democrats worked with Ukrainian officials to investigate dirt on Trump, and Glenn shows you everything, including how even George Soros, you know, the infamous George Soros, who does all these color revolutions, how he was involved in a way that's easy to understand. So you can watch the full Ukraine special report, and there's a link I provide. If you want to, you know, this video I provide, and it's embedded, you know, in the article, the blog, that, again, will be on the podcast. You'll be able to watch this video amidst the blog, and it's like all the Ukraine chalkboard, you know, that he has it all, breaks it down with pictures and graphics. He does a really good job. It's the best explanation I've seen by far. And there's another article now that follows this by Robert Steele, and he talks about Adam Schiff and how the CIA is compromised to the point of treason. And Robert Steele, had him on my show several years ago when he was just getting going. He's become a really brilliant truth teller. But his history and his story and his source, the Phi Beta Iota.net, and I provide a link there. For those who don't know of him or the extraordinary work that he's been doing, the reviews he does on Amazon, some like 30,000 of them now. He's a brilliant reviewer of books, history, what's going on with the deep state, that's a good overview for those who like print media and want to kind of go over the story of what's going on from that perspective. And following that article that some of you may want to read and some of you may not, again, take your pick, what interests you the most, there's a comprehensive article on the Bidens, Joe and Hunter Biden, and the $1.5 billion China deal. Now, this is, again, back, it was published October 3rd, you know, a little bit more than a week ago, on Zero Hedge. And the upshot of this is an embarrassment for Democratic Party leadership, for Chinese leadership, and for the U.S. deep state. So you're not going to hear about it. I mean, the mainstream media is silent on this because they're deep state collaborators. Excuse me, I had a little drink of water there. In brief, to sum this up, this article, in 2013, then Vice President Joe Biden and son Hunter flew to China together on Air Force Two. 2 weeks later, Hunter's investment firm inked a $1.5 billion private equity deal with a subsidiary of the state-owned Bank of China. This is the big bank in China, owned largely by the financial power elite of China. So think about it, folks. I mean, were Biden and son bagmen for the Clinton Foundation and their extortion racket while Hillary was Secretary of State? I mean, public records have revealed that Clinton acquired more than $200 billion for pay-to-play payoffs from many countries and giant global corporations. Those of you who followed the Clinton Foundation, I mean, we're talking about more than $200 billion, not $1 million, $1 billion for pay-to-play. I mean, Russia donated zero to the Trump campaign, but Russia donated $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. But Trump is the one being investigated. Think about that. I mean, is it true that Hillary is still running the DNC deep state cabal through her foundation? in her control of hundreds of billions of dollars? I mean, would you agree that Hillary's revenge for losing is to get rid of Trump with a deep state coup? And here's an article on this. This is a brilliant article that's linked. It explains that there are no real whistleblowers, just deep state operatives trying to pull off a coup before the Brennan, Comey, and Clinton crimes explode onto the scene. That's actually the caption of this article. And I'll give an excerpt here. And that is that the lawless, desperate deep state is now rolling out a series of so-called whistleblowers, a scheme that appears to have no end in sight since none of these whistleblowers need to be named. In the same way, leftists claim that there are 5,000 genders. And they can also claim that there are 5,000 whistleblowers, even if none of them are real. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is now reporting that the same Clinton-linked legal team that has been scheming with Representative Adam Schiff's office to push the deep state lies of the first whistleblower is now claiming to have multiple whistleblowers. And with Democrats and the left-wing media now fabricating literally everything in a last-ditch effort to eliminate Trump from power, this claim carries about as much weight as a five-year-old child saying that she has multiple imaginary friends. But so what's the sudden panic of the Democrats here? Because under the direction of Attorney General Barr, the Department of Justice is set to release a damning report on criminal FISA abuse by Comey, Brenna, Obama, Strzok, and others within the next 2 weeks. So that's just the beginning of that article. Now, this article kind of nails it, what's going on with this issue from another perspective. I mean, if you think about it, when Hillary lost to Trump, she wasn't gracious. She wasn't just, oh, well, wish you the best. You know, I lost, you win. You know, she wasn't a good loser. She went into revenge mode. I mean, her well-funded deep state collaborators took extraordinary steps, some of them dangerous, to stop candidate Trump and then President Trump in every possible way. I mean, is it possible that their greatest fear is that Trump would discover and expose what was really going on with their massive extortion racket with point men like Vice President Biden? So in answer to that, here's a quote by Peter Schweitzer from the New York Post. He says, if it sounds shocking that a vice president would shape U.S.-China policy as his son, who has scant experience in private equity, clinched a coveted billion-dollar deal with an arm of the Chinese government, that's because it is shocking. I mean, the whole truth is truly shocking. And there's an article here that gets more of the big picture, both Democratic and Republican, as far as the routine corruption of U.S. foreign policy. That's from Consortium News on September 26. The point here, without belaboring the point, is that there's as Aquarian light, the light of Aquarius, the energies of Aquarius surges, the deep state purges. You know, more light, love brings up all unlike itself. I might say it's a deep shift, if you get my drift. Why? Pure, unadulterated panic of top Democrats who realize that truth of this matter will sink their ships. So they decided to weather the storm by creating their own Russiagate on steroids. Impeach, 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 impeach. And when I say Democrats, I'm also referring to the corporatocracy cabal, the deep state. And by extension, mainstream media, as now includes Facebook, YouTube, and Google, all of which have been hell-bent on mass censorship over the U.S. Internet this last year. But I digress. This is all political theater. Bread and circuses for the masses, while a deeper issue of global economic reset challenges core central bank corruption. This is the deeper issue. The surface issue is, you might say, a diversionary tactic in the mainstream media, you know, keeping us all divided, while behind the scenes there's serious economic reboot, reset, restructuring going on. Excuse me. So this goes into that dimension of the deeper issue, the banking cover-up. Well, the Federal Reserve is neither federal nor a reserve. I'm not going to belabor that point either. There's a graphic that goes into that and a quote by Alan Greenspan, who's chairman of the Federal Reserve of the United States from 87 to 2006, long time, and he says that Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So he's saying flat out, and this is well known in Congress, people that know about the Federal Reserve, that the Congress has no power over no real power. I mean, the Federal Reserve is calling the shots. They're controlling the economy, not the government of the United States. It's not the representative body. It's privately owned. It's not publicly owned. It's owned by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Morgans, and others who set up the Federal Reserve, other financial power elite back in 1913. Some of you know the story, so I'm not going to go into any more detail there. But here's an interesting article. And this was September 14th from X22 Report Spotlight, special memo. This was about the G7 nations who met recently, and the title is called G7 Circus. And again, I'm talking about bread and circuses. This is kind of what's going on. G7 Circus diverts attention from new central bank swindle. Pretty powerful, you know, topic. And it is, as it explains here, that the G7 nations engaged in a three-ring circus of obfuscation while demonstrating a convincing display of their institutional policy bankruptcy. In their August 24th, 26th meeting in Biarritz, France, where they sidestepped discussion of the real issue facing humanity by avoiding any discussion of the single defining matter before mankind, the irreversible bankruptcy of the entire London-run transatlantic financial system. While the circus was underway in Biarritz, France, the real agenda was presented quietly, without much fanfare or publicity, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, on August 22nd, 24th. This is about the same time. There at the annual meeting convened by the Kansas City Federal Reserve, a gang of central bankers and other financial swindlers called for a regime change in monetary policy in a desperate attempt to keep their empire intact. As described by the Schiller Institute president, Helga Zepp LaRouche, the real story is that the Jackson Hole meeting declared a coup, while they themselves call it a regime change in monetary policy. They are openly demanding the issuance by central banks of helicopter money, you know, money created out of thin air and dropped into banks, Fed banks. And this helicopter money would basically eliminate the last aspects of national sovereignty of governments by giving the authority to the central banks to directly pump fiat money both into official state but also private channels. So here's an article you might find interesting that on the heels of that, that says that the Fed is creating $100 billion a day in emergency loans, again, out of thin air, through deficits, to unnamed banks. And Congress is not curious enough to hold a hearing. That was September 27th from the Wall Street on Parade.com. So we're talking about Bankster Bailout 2.0. Remember the Bankster Bailouts back in 2008, 2009? What happened then? Well, we're talking about more bailout with helicopter money into the banks, unnamed banks, that Congress is not curious enough to investigate. So point here is that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York first initiated its emergency overnight loans to Wall Street this year on Tuesday, September 17th, starting off at the rate of $75 billion daily. But then it increased its overnight loans to $100 billion and will continue to do this until October 10th or later. So this brings up the subject, which I go into briefly. What is wealth inequality? You know, what's going on with these bankster bailouts? Well, the condition today is that, as quoted by Robert David Steele in a little video excerpt that you can click on to watch it, but he says that 26 people have as much wealth at the top, you know, globally, as 3.5 billion people at the bottom. Point being is that the financial elite's golden rule is, he who has the gold makes the rules. Federal Reserve Bank, again, is not publicly owned, it's privately owned. Has no reserves. They create money out of thin air. They charge interest for loans that they make to corporations, organizations, individuals that serve their purpose, which is basically ownership and control of the physical and human resources of humanity. It's not a democratic process. It's privately owned. And as the Greenspan quote I gave, you know, earlier says, there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that they take, according to Greenspan. According to the Federal Reserve, that's their policy. They own and control the economy, and they're not publicly accountable. I mean, this issue is coming to a head, folks. This is the deeper issue. You know, global economic reset has everything to do with the abundant life for billions of people on Earth. I mean, U.S. income inequality is at its highest level in 50 years. This is the title of the headline for an article. It was September 26th, NBC News, Associated Press. And it goes on to say that the gap between the haves and the have-nots in the United States grew last year to its highest level in more than 50 years. Income inequality in the United States expanded from 2017 to 2018, with several wealthy coastal states still having the most inequality overall, according to figures released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. So, and there's a note here that if you want to read more articles on income inequality from reliable media sources, there's a link there from wanttoknow.info, one of my favorite sources on the internet, and more information there if you're interested. So I'm kind of going to begin towards wrapping it up here. And, you know, I mean, you might say the preliminary summary is that the question is, you know, is this darkest before the dawn? Is it going to get better? There's an article that says we're slipping into madness. The comparisons to the 1920s and the 1930s are just uncanny. And these parallels going back to the 1920s and 1930s, I mean, these have been building, you might say. There's been indications of it over the years. I've read articles like this over the years. But this one being more specific on the issue. Excerpt from that article, it says that yesterday I was watching a video of Yale history professor Timothy Snyder in which he states, it's patently clear that some of the people who are involved in current politics are borrowing some of the tactics of the 1920s and 1930s. And that's, you know, this is the issue. Now, does that mean it's being exposed and going to be resolved because more people know about it? Well, most people don't know about it. And we have a situation of mainstream media madness, you might say, with divisive disinformation, dissonance, and dysfunction due to fork-tongued, two-faced doublespeak, whereby Democrats, after learning that Trump was looking into the Biden-Ukraine-China matters, trot out so-called whistleblowers to accuse Trump falsely of what Biden, by his own boasting admission on video, actually did. Again, there's in the videos above, there's reference to this situation of the gross, blatant, unabashed hypocrisy of the deep state media accusing Trump for something that Biden did, actually did. I mean, clearly those formerly in power under Obama have hit the panic button with Trump threatening to release more than 125,000 sealed documents or, you know, indictments that target corruption at the highest levels of government. Some of you know about that. QAnon, for those who follow QAnon, I mean, this is being reported in the alternative media. consistently, it's gone up over this last first of the year from what, 50,000 to then 70, 80, 90, now it's 125,000 sealed indictments. I mean, is this, are we about to see this? Is this the kind of warfare, psychological, geopolitical warfare, you know, we're going to be seeing in the media? I mean, prepare for a storm of corporate media Trump bashing, followed by big tech rigging of search algorithms to make independent media disappear, you know, make them invisible so that everyone gets a sanitized deep state version of truth telling before the presidential election. This is a concern, folks. You know, there's a video here then in the context of this statement of Tulsi Gabbard, you know, and she's saying that in this video that the DNC and corporate media are rigging the election again. I mean, she's coming right out and say it. The DNC and corporate media are trying to hijack the entire election process. That's the name of this video by Tulsi Gabbard. It came out October 10th. We're just saying a couple days ago. And then there's another video following that that says this is what they don't want you to know about the 2020 election. This is a short video. I think it's about 5 minutes, 6 minutes. It's mind-blowing. It was produced September, published September 30th, just a couple weeks ago, on the SGT report. And basically, up the bottom line of this short, powerful video is that 2020 isn't just an election year. It's a line in the sand to defend and save our republic. So if you've listened this far and want to do something good to resolve this issue with public intelligence, or lack of it, then please pay it forward and pass it on. You know, this blog, you know, that the link that I'll provide you in the podcast, or those who know how to go to the HeartCome Network, and specifically the 2019 Global Revolution Series. The links are there. I mean, this is, pass it on, you know, share this with friends on Facebook or email, you know, this Balanced Vision to friends. Balanced Vision is the name, the short name link to the blog, the article, and these 7 videos that I've been going through today. So I'm not done yet. I mean, this is what friends do. You know, friends care enough to share, you know, light and love with their friends. And I got them a light and love sandwich here that they may want to chew on. I mean, you know, love wins in the end. We're initiating Aquarius with the spirit, the Holy Spirit of freedom and love and full spectrum telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. So, as I said at the beginning of the presentation, you know, that there's an inspiration video here at the end of the blog. And so I'm going to, you know, finish up with a little bit of an inspirational perspective. There's a good article that's a speech called Pathways to Peace, speech delivered by Nobel Peace Laureate Myriad McGuire at the World Beyond War 4th Annual Conference in Ireland. This is October 7th by Global Research. And this article, give an excerpt from it, is said that Myriad McGuire says that we need to offer new hope to a humanity suffering under the scourge of militarism and war. People are tired of armaments and war. People want peace. They have seen that militarism does not solve problems, but is part of the problem. And I break this quote with a quote from James Madison, chief architect of the Constitution, who says that of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. That was back in 1795, true today as it ever was. And to finish this quote at the 4th Annual Peace Conference, World Beyond War Peace Conference, it said, Mildred McGuire says that militarism also creates uncontrollable forms of tribalism and nationalism. These are a dangerous and murderous form of identity, and about which we need to take steps to transcend, lest we unleash further dreadful violence upon the world. To do this, we need to acknowledge that our common humanity and human dignity is more important than our different traditions. We need to recognize our life and the lives of others and nature are sacred, and we can solve our problems without killing each other. Should be common sense. So the video I was referring to, inspirational video, it's called The Light of Peace to Sustain the Light of God Within Us. It's by Archangel Uriel and Aurora. And it was done just about a week ago here, October 6, 2019, by theheartcenter.org. And this is referring to The Light of Peace by Archangel Uriel and Aurora was released through David Christopher Lewis, spiritual teacher and author, during the Heart Center's 2019 Autumn Equinox Prayer Vigil with the Seven Archangels. It was called To Charge the Earth with Violet Light. It was in Livingston, Montana, September 18th, 22nd, and encourages people to join Heart Friends around the world in Aquarian prayer and meditation services, conferences, pilgrimages, and Meru University spiritual courses. So finishing it up on a high vision, again, light and love, peace, harmony, a balance, equilibrium, diplomacy, and I'll be doing a little wrap up here. To wrap it up, the show coming down the home stretch, let me say that there is a divine destiny for America that heals the extreme polarization of politics to keep us fighting among ourselves with riptides of anger, argumentation, agitation, apathy, alienation, and full-spectrum autism that makes us stupid with victim-dictum rather than victory virtues. I mean, this goes way deeper than the Biden's connection to extortion of billions of dollars from Ukraine and China on behalf of the Clinton Foundation. It goes even deeper than the global economic reset, whose divine plan is to create an economics of abundance based on abundant love through a high state of TLC, through telecommunications, telecommunity, self-governance, teleconscience, self-education, telecare, self-healing, and telecommerce opportunity for a revolution in cooperative co-creation of the Aquarian Age. The core issue, folks, is freedom or slavery. Conscious evolution is a choice, and we're not being given a choice with corporate tyranny that tells us what to think in the media and mandates toxic vaccines injected into our bodies, whether we like it or not. I mean, tyranny is afoot, folks. And we can soar with the eagles, you know, on thermals of grace, or we can scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. We can optimize our God-given gifts and talents, or we can get along by going along with a crazy world. We're on a path of conscious evolution, and we can either be stuck in negativity, or we can wake up and wise up from the neck up. So keep the faith, think galactic, dance local like no one is watching, and love like you've never been hurt. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality, that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.